Here's Halloran with something to think about.
Lamar Odom is doing better and could fully recover. Odom was found unresponsive in a Nevada brothel. He came really close to checking out of what has been a troubled life. His true friends say he's a good kid, has a good heart. He's gone bad. His life really changed when he hooked up with and then married Khloe Kardashian. When he entered the flaming ring of fame, he got burned. The only reason he's TMZ's number one headline is because of the Kardashians and his tie to them. He and Khloe are in the midst of a messy divorce / TV storyline. Some say he was driven to this latest round of debauchery because of the devastation in his marriage. Well, the news today is that he will recover, and it will take a long time and lots of rehab. Guess who signed up to be right by his side? Khloe Kardashian. The family allegedly showed up with a camera crew in tow to visit and pray. And that's what this culture is devolving to. We live in a place now where you get famous for being famous and even more famous for being famously dysfunctional. I do hope Lamar Odom gets better, gets cleaned up, finds a new life. But there's only one problem with a clean, sober, saved Lamar. It's bad business in Hollywood, where normal is abnormal and not great TV. The Kardashians say they are praying for him. Praying for him? Yeah, because this is a ratings bonanza. It is the answer to the producers' prayers. Remember, in Hollywood, they spell pray with an E, and it's the name of the network, too. Just something to think about.
Tune in for Triple H mornings, 5:30 to 10 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.